just looking at drawing near to God and some verses about hope that align with that. The first one is in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 18. And these verses I'm going to read have a very broad application to our faith of how having hope is a foundation for us of drawing near to God. For everybody who comes to God must have this hope. But it can also have a very personal application for me. Personally, it was about maybe some discouragement or different things that you feel a distance from God, and you feel like maybe some of that encouragement and closeness that comes, the closeness with God and the encouragement that comes from that is lacking. Well, where can we start with that? Well, sometimes it has to maybe start with repentance if there's been something in your life that has drawn you away from the Lord and that you know of, but other times it doesn't necessarily start with repentance. For me personally, sometimes it can start with, you need to have a foundation of hope. You need to believe that God is a rewarder of those who seek him, and you need to believe that he is ready and waiting for you to come to him, and that there's a hope that you don't have to stay in this place of discouragement or stay in this place of distance, that if we come to him in faith, that he is ready and willing. And some of these verses are going to support and give some foundation to those thoughts. So in verse 18 in chapter 7, it says, "For on the one hand, there is setting aside a former commandment because of its weaknesses and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God." And I'm going to read the verses in between, but I also want to go down to verse 25. It says, "Inasmuch as it was not without an oath, for they indeed became priests without an oath, but he with an oath, through the one who said to him, 'The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever.'" And who is this talking about? Well, this is talking about Jesus Christ. "So much more, also, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant. The former priests, on the one hand, existed in greater number because they were prevented by death from continuing. But Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently. Therefore, he is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." And for me personally, this can seem like there is some deeper things here and some sort of thick language to work through. But at the crux of it, it starts with talking about a better covenant with a better hope. And it's a better covenant for a lot of reasons. There's better promises. There's a better sacrifice. But in here, it's talking about a better priesthood. And the priesthood stood between God and the people in the Old Testament. And it's saying that we now have a better priest who exists forever in Jesus Christ. And he is able to save those forever who draw near to God, since he always lives to make intercession for them. And that right there is one of the reasons we can have hope when we're feeling a distance from God and feeling that we want to draw near. Well, this is one of the hope reasons we can have hope to draw near. And I'll make it even clearer in chapter 4, in verse 15. It says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. So once again, therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So once again, this is an encouragement to me that the enemy may be coming and speaking thoughts into our mind, or we may be reflecting and remembering even ways where we've come short, and that is leading us to a place where we feel like, man, I don't think I can be close to God right now, or that I need to just stay in this state of distance from God and maybe discouragement or maybe whatever that brings out in you. No, far rather say, you know what? I have a covenant with a high priest who can sympathize with my weakness and wants to help me now, wants me to come to him in hope now so that I can find grace and mercy to help me in my time of need. I don't need to remain distant. But for me personally, you do have to have that hope. That hope has to be real. It has to be something that is tangible. We can't just give mental assent to it, because that reality of the hope is where we can start to defeat the lies of the enemy. When we actually believe that and actually say, you know what? I have a hope here. I have a high priest who can sympathize with me. Lord, I'm coming to you now. I want to move past this place of discouragement or wherever it is that we feel a distance from ourselves and God. And just to summarize, hopefully I'm going to not start coughing here, but I'm going to read one last verse in chapter 10. In verse 19, "Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembly together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. And I was encouraged to finish with these few verses here, because what I see here again is that foundation of, because of our high priest, because of the better covenant, we can draw near to God through that hope, through that confidence. And what more it says, we need to hold fast that hope without wavering. We can't let it dissipate, or if it is dissipating, let's go back and remind ourselves. I have to do it myself. Remind ourselves some of the promises of God, and remind ourselves that we have a high priest who can sympathize, and remind ourselves that grace is available to us as we come in faith and in hope. And I actually like the last thing here, because it actually can feel like maybe some may say, well, this is just kind of a topic that lacks sort of some hard substance. But right here it says, from this hope, we can now consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. So because we have this hope within ourselves, because we have this confidence, it takes the next step into action of saying, how can we stimulate one another to love and good deeds? Because I think that comes because we're stimulated ourselves. We have this hope which is encouraging us and causing us to walk in love and good deeds. And now we can encourage others as well. And what's more, let's not forsake assembling ourselves together, because if we have hope and we have this confidence, and let's share it and encourage one another. And if we're lacking, well, all the more, let's come together and be encouraged so that we can be reminded of this hope we have and be built up.